Welcome, and thank you for listening to 91.3 WYSO, listener-supported public radio for the Miami Valley. Stay close as WYSO proudly presents the following special program. On the first weekend of October 2010, Canal Street Tavern in Dayton, Ohio, was host to a series of three performances that many thought could simply never be. Nearly a quarter century had passed since their last public appearance as a group, and still, they packed the house, one standing room only and two sold-out shows. It was the occasion of the Hot Mud Family reunion, one of the finest old-time string bands anywhere, and beloved Miami Valley musical ambassadors. Following, we'll hear the recordings made over the course of these historic three nights. Much appreciation to musicians Rick Good, Suzanne Thomas, Dave Edmondson, Tom Harley Campbell, Jerry Ray Weinert, and Gary Hopkins. Together, they delivered a memorable, utterly joyful musical experience. Many thanks to Canal Street Tavern and their amazing staff. And special thanks to WYSO's Peter Hayes for recording and producing these songs. As we recognize our gratitude for the many things that make our lives delightful, the WYSO family is proud to present these songs and stories to you and yours. For the next 2 hours, we're all members of the Hot Mud Family. On public radio for the Miami Valley, 91.3 WYSO.
Well, hello, stranger. Put your loving hand in mine. Hello, stranger. Put your loving hand in mine. You are a stranger. You're a pal of mine. You better get up round there and let a working man lay down. Get up around her. Let a working man lay down. You are around her. You're all out and down. Every time I ride that 64th Street car, every time I ride that 64th Street car, I can see my baby. She's peeking through the bars. She bows her head. She waves both hands at me. She bows her head. She waves both hands at me. I'm prison bound. I'm longing to be free. Oh, I'll see you when your troubles are like mine. When your troubles are like mine, and I'll see you. When you haven't got a dime, I'm weaving like a willow. I'm moaning like a dove, I'm weaving like a willow. I'm moaning like a dove. There's a girl up the country that I really love.
Thank you very much, everybody. You tell me, did that sound more or less like the Hot Mud Family? Good. That's what we're going for.
Here goes.
This is a tune for an imaginary square dance. ¶¶ Set the mood here, Dave.
What to say? Well, back in the old days when we were traveling up and down the highways with our sound system in our van that was consisted of a lot of D batteries and a lot of duct tape, we had tapes of the Stanley Brothers. We admired them quite a bit, and we also had this idea that if we were going to ever get enough jobs to earn a living, we'd have to play some bluegrass. And so we learned this song. How's that?
That's good.
Really good start. Yeah.
I like your reasoning, too, since bluegrass music makes so many people so rich.
That's right.
Worked for us,
well,
too.
Well, what I know about bluegrass music after that explosion of popularity of bluegrass music is we got out just in time.
It's also an indication of just how far below bluegrass music old-time music is on the economic scale, I think. Here goes. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning. I sit in jail and hang my head in shame. With a smile I try to greet each early dawning. They've given me a number for my name.
Many little raindrops falling close to me. Makes the streams and rivers muddy as can be. It's raining, raining, raining here this morning. As the Mississippi flows down to the sea.
I wish that I could see my little darling. I'd hold her in my arms just as before. I used to tell her every day I loved her, but now she doesn't love me anymore.
She knew that I was guilty of this one crime, and said that she'd be waiting there for me. And she has found somewhere else to wander, where the Mississippi flows down to the sea.
That song tells a nice story. That was written by Lewis Marshall Jones, better known as Grandpa Jones. He wrote a lot of great songs. I think that's the only one we know, though. Set the stage musically for us, Dave. Take us away.
I didn't know it was so grand. I picked me out a hula hula girl before my boat could land. Everybody does it in Hawaii. She's got it here, she's got it there. Her lips are red and her feet are bare. She's shy on clothes, but he don't care.
I don't care.
Cause everybody does it in Hawaii.
She's got beautiful legs with dimpled knees, two brown arms, and they know how to squeeze such a perfect form.
And he's hard to please, but everybody does it in Hawaii.
Be your lady, your lady, your lady. Got it here,
and she's got it there.
Her lips are red,
and her feet are bare.
She's shy on clothes,
but he don't care, 'cause everybody does it in Hawaii.
She's got beautiful legs with dimpled knees,
two brown arms, and they know how to squeeze.
Such a perfect form,
and he's hard to please.
I am,
but everybody does it in Hawaii.
When I leave Waikiki, I'm gonna pick me out a hula hula girl and take her home with me.
And why is that?
Well, it's 'cause everybody does it in Hawaii. She's got it here,
and she's got it there.
Her lips are red, her little old feet are bare. She's shy on clothes,
but he don't care.
Not a bit.
'Cause everybody does it in Hawaii.
She's got beautiful legs with dimpled knees
and two brown arms,
and they know how to squeeze a perfect form,
and he's hard to please,
more or less,
but everybody does it in Hawaii. Aloha, Hawaii.
In spite of all my Sunday learning, towards the bed I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore.
And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
No one could steer me right, but Mama tried.
Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. His soul left Mama a heavy load. She tried so very hard to fill his shoes. Working hours without rest, wanted me to have the best. She tried to raise me right, but I refused.
And I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole.
No one could steer me right, but Mama tried.
Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried.
Thank you.
It's another fiddle tune. Actually, Friday night, I voiced something for the first time that I'd always felt over the years was I wondered whether when we stand up here playing fiddle tunes, which is essentially square dance music that people normally are engaged in physically, whether it was mainly an exercise in self-indulgence on our part, just because we like to do it, and never was sure exactly how entertaining it was. But Suzanne was kind enough to point out that we were Americans, so self-indulgence was our birthright.
It's what we do.
So we'll play, you drink.
Here goes.
All right.
Any minute now.
Any minute now.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Are you
ready?
You know, the last time we,
let's hear how we,
just about when we broke up as a band, those were the days that people passed around the knowledge that reality was for people who weren't courageous enough to face drugs. And it's still kind of true, right? Except now it's, what is it, ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen,
and,
yeah.
But one thing never goes out of style.
Oh, yeah.
Like the same way.
All right. Yeah, I like that. Here we go.
Like the time you're all alone, you're first up and then down, no one to call your own. Take a look at yourself, you're just a bag of bones.
So bring back bootleg liquor again. That old white lightning and that bathtub gin. Stuff like that will make a dead man grin. I need the kind of mercy only love can bring. But sometimes you get the honey,
yeah.
And sometimes you get the sting.
Oh, you know it.
So bring back bootleg liquor again. That old white lightning and that bathtub gin. Stuff like that will make a dead man grin.
Oh, take it away, Dave.
No time like the time you're all alone. You're first up and then down, no one to call your own. Take a look at yourself, you're just a bag of bones. Bring back bootleg liquor again. That old white lightning and that bathtub gin. Stuff like that will make a dead man grin. Make a dead man grin.
All right.
Anybody here from the South? I know there is.
Yes, there is.
All right. All right.
Our friends from Atlanta.
Yeah, this is for our friends from Atlanta and elsewhere in the South, wherever that might be. Southern Ohio's good, too. East Dayton. One, two, one, two. Goodbye, Northland, I'm on my way. Tuesday's my busy day. Grips all packed and I just got paid. Here's all I can say.
Just drop me down in Caroline. Caroline, that would be fine. Any place below the Dixon line. Alabama or Tennessee, sure enough looks good to me. I know I'll find some kinfolks there of mine. I've been away so long, up with the ice and snow. Now I long to be back where the warm, warm breezes blow. But from now on, the wind right in me. If not there, just forward, please. That's any place below the Dixon line. Any place below the Dixon line. Will it
telling you all the many things I crave. But if you will come along with me, you know what I say.
Here's what I say. Just drop me down in Caroline, Caroline, that would be fine. Any place below the Dixon line.
What line was that?
Mason-Dixon. Alabama or Tennessee. Sure enough looks good to me. I know I'll find some kinfolks there of mine.
I've been away
so long, up with the ice and snow, and now I long to be back where the warm, warm breezes blow.
But from
now
on, when riding me, if not there, just forward, please. That's any place below the Dixon. Any place below the Dixon line. Thank you. Mississippi River with water deep and wide. My thoughts of you keep rising just like an evening tide.
I'm just like a seagull that's left the sea. Oh, your muddy waters, it keeps on calling me. I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. You see me hanging round again someday, 'cause I know that's the only way to lose the mean old Mississippi River.
The Mississippi River on your bosom from Memphis to New Orleans, leaning over muddy water, flowing through familiar scenes.
And when I hear the whistle of an old steamboat down the Mississippi River, again I'm gonna float. I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. You see me hanging round again someday, 'cause I know that's the only way to lose the mean old Mississippi River. Mississippi River Blue.
You're listening to the Hot Mud Family Reunion Concert, recorded at Canal Street Tavern the first weekend of October 2010. Music continues, and thank you for listening to Public Radio for the Miami Valley, 91.3 WYSO.
Like any reunion, it's always great. It's a people thing, and the great joy of this for us, in addition to singing these songs with one another again, is seeing all of our friends and people from the past coming back to enjoy us again after so many years. We are the Hot Mud family, and the family part, of course, came from the original Carter family. We were very fond of their music back when we realized we needed a name because we had a job to do.
We had a gig,
so we needed a name. And this song comes from the Carter family, and it says something that comes from the bottom of our hearts right now. So,
all set?
Yep.
You
bet.
Troubled seas of time, when first I saw your smiling face and youth was in its prime. Oh, I'll never forget you wherever I roam, wherever you may be. If ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me. Misfortune nursed me as her child and loved me fondly too. I would have had a broken heart had it not been for you. Oh, I'll never forget you wherever I roam, wherever you may be. If ever I have
thank you.
smile to think through all life's dreams. You've been a friend to me.
Oh, I'll never forget you wherever I roam, wherever you may be. If ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me. If ever I have had a friend, you've been that friend to me.
Thank you.
We've always been partial to the great country singers of old. That comes from the repertoire, the vast repertoire of the original Carter family, which is where we got part of our name, the family part.
Not being named Carter, that took that off the table.
We've done a number of Jimmy Rogers songs, too, another of the great repertoires of early country music, and now we're going to hit on Uncle Dave Macon. We're on Olympus here tonight, folks. The Carter family, Jimmy Rogers, Uncle Dave. Doesn't get any better than that. And here's a couple from Uncle Dave.
I'm going back to Dixie. I'm going no more to wander. Going back to Dixie. I can't stay here no longer.
Is falling, my heart turns back to Dixie, and I must go.
This is kind of a rare Uncle Dave Macon tune. It wasn't really available on recordings for a long time, but it was part of a film that he made once. And
I've never heard.
Yeah, I hardly never saw the film.
He actually used to play this all the time. He just doesn't remember. It just, could be.
That might be the winner.
Could be.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, me and my buddy started out the other day. We were studying a plan how to get away. Lights went off about a quarter past dark. I was waiting for the Chesapeake train to start. Conductor was standing right down the road. He was hollering earth for passengers all aboard. Then he reached up and he pulled that thing. Banga, banga, banga went the banjo string. Oh, take me back. Take me back. Take me back to my North Carolina home. Take me back. Take me back. Oh, take me back. Me back to my North Carolina home. I looked around and saw 17 cops. Cross the hill, y'all seen me run. Bang a bang a bang, I went the Gatling gun. Oh, take me back. Take me back. Take me back to my North Carolina home. Home, home. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back. Take me back to my North Carolina home.
I can hear them whipping Will. Oh, yeah.
That's I can hear the whippoorwill.
Whippoorwill. That puts a whole different slant on things, then, doesn't
can,
it?
It's not I can hear them whipping Will.
You mean all of these years?
All of these all years. These you felt so bad for little Will.
So
yeah.
Well,
I think I saw something like that on the internet one time.
Actually, I thought that I could hear them whipping Will. And I assumed that Will was small. And if you notice, throughout all of like old-time music and even bluegrass music, Little Willie or Willie turns out to be like this serial killer. And I figured that the whipping of Will in the Farm in Louisiana song was sort of at the root of that, that he was like, never mind. We'll just sing the song.
That's how he got twisted.
That's how he got twisted, exactly.
Well, I sit and I think of Dixie.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear that whippoorwill.
Ouch. Ouch.
I used to spend my childhood days playing along the hill. I can see my gray-haired mother as around the bend she goes to my farm in Louisiana where the Big Red River flows. You can hear them dogies singing soft and low.
Oh, 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 oh.
Twilight in the evening. So low. So low. To my farm in Louisiana where the Big Red River flows. Someday before I die, you see me coming down the road, my banjo by my side, and I will yodel up this happy song. That's how you will know that I'm back in Louisiana where the Big River flows. Hi, dear.
soft and low. At twilight in the evening, so low, so low, to my farm in Louisiana, where the big red river flows.
Right.
Hold the woodpile down.
The police are running and jumping all around.
Hold the woodpile down.
There's a big load of moonshine just come to town.
Hold the woodpile down. And it was a rambling, rambling, as long as the world goes round. From the backyard shine on the Georgia line. Hold the woodpile down.
Went to see my girl the other night.
Hold the woodpile down.
Another one right.
Hold the woodpile down.
I gave a little kiss and it sure made me happy.
Hold the woodpile down.
I got a little friendly and income happy.
Hold the woodpile down. And it was a rambling, rambling, as long as the world goes round. Hold the backyard shine on the Georgia line. Hold the woodpile down.
Say a storekeeper. How are you? Well, a storekeeper swallowed a nickel one day.
Hold the woodpile down.
Just to see what we would say.
Hold the woodpile down.
I'll tell you what it's all about.
Hold the woodpile down.
It's a nickel in and a nickel out.
Hold the woodpile down.
It was rambling,
rambling, as long as the world goes round. From the backyard shine on the Georgia line. Hold the woodpile down.
Storekeeper swallowed a nickel one day.
Yep.
Just to see what folks would say.
Yep.
I'll tell you, friends, what it's all about.
Yep.
It's a nickel in and a nickel out.
Yep.
Okay.
Didn't I just say that?
I just wanted to make
just
sure that's what it was.
It
says
that's what I meant to say. I don't know what I actually said.
The origin of the old saying, keep the change. There was always an ongoing debate of whether or not to sing gospel music in a bar.
I do remember one time years and years ago, the Allen Brothers couldn't do a gig, and they asked us to fill in for them at the Golden Fly over on North Main Street.
Oh, man.
We sang one gospel song, and Larry Flint's lieutenant came over and told us to go home. And I was never quite so happy to get fired in my life.
Divine intervention.
Yeah.
I can't think of a better place to sing gospel music than in a bar.
Because where else are you going to hear it, right?
Although tomorrow morning in church, I will be singing stuff like that.
From the great Carl Story.
Here goes.
There are many people who will say they're Christians and who live like Christians on the Sabbath day. But from Monday
morning till the coming Sunday. They will fight their neighbor all along the way.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
you don't love your neighbor,
then you don't love God. In the Holy Bible, in the book of Matthew, read the 18th chapter from the 21st verse. Jesus plainly tells us that we must have mercy. There's a special warning in the 35th verse.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, if you gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him, then you don't love God. There's a God in heaven, and you've but to love him if you want salvation and a home on high. If you say you love him while you hate your neighbor, then you don't have religion, you just told a lie.
Oh, you don't love God.
If you don't love your neighbor, gossip about him, if you never have mercy, if he gets into trouble and you don't try to help him,
you don't love your neighbor,
then you don't love God.
When I was a little girl, I wanted to be a cowboy when I grew up. I was 5. I didn't realize that there would be problems. I'd never actually seen a horse at that point in time, and I just watched the Roy Rogers Show every day. And I knew I wanted to, that was what I wanted to do. I wanted to ride and rope and, you know, not stand in the kitchen like Dale, looking out the window, washing dishes or whatever it was. And then I met a horse. And I went to Plan B, which was just singing cowboy songs. And this is my favorite one.
There is a man you'll hear about most every place you go. His holdings are in Texas, and his name's Diamond Joe. And he carries all his money in his diamond-studded jaw. And he never was much bothered by the process of the law. I hired with Diamond Joe boys. I did offer him my hand, and he gave me a string of horses so old they could not stand. And I liked to starve to death, boys. Oh, he did mistreat me so. And I never saved a dollar in the pay of Diamond Joe. His bread was corn dodgers, and the meat he could not chaw. And he drove me near distracted by the wagon of his jaw. In the telling of his stories, oh, won't you boys to know that there never was a rounder who could lie like Diamond Joe.
Mm-hmm.
times to quit him. Oh, but he did argue so. And I'm still punching cattle in the paved Diamond Joe. And when I'm called up yonder and it comes my time to go, give my blankets to my buddies and give the fleas to Diamond Joe. There is a man you'll hear about most every place you go. His holdings are in Texas, and his name is Diamond Joe. Thank you.